Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Critic and author Sebastian Smee. His new book is Paris in Ruins. Highly recommended for those of you who had a 20th century education that left out French Impressionism, because it's all tangled up in the politics of the 19th century. And communism, Karl Marx is asked to observe the commune that takes place in Paris, March through May of 1871. And Karl Marx is influential in the 20th and 21st century, to make an understatement. So what we're about to talk about is how our heroes and heroines experienced the commune of those months, and especially Bloody Week. Sebastian, Bloody Week is in May of 1871. As you say, Thiers is commanding the French Republic Army in Versailles. The Prussians are still present. They haven't left. And inside Paris is the commune with different leaders. There's a military leader. There are leaders for feeding people. There are leaders for inspiring people. And what I want to rush to is what happens there is worse than anarchy. It looks like self-destruction. How does it break out? Why does it all of a sudden everyone turns on everyone else, all against all?
Well, it had started out, as I said, with a lot of idealism. And, you know, they were issuing one edict after another that were, many of them aimed at alleviating the sufferings of people within Paris that had suffered so much through the siege. But they had no clear leader. And of course, just the whole thing couldn't stand, really, could it? You couldn't have Paris basically seceding from the rest of France. It was never going to last. You could look at it that way. Certainly I do. And so after the French government forces had had time to reconstitute themselves and strengthen, they decided the time was ripe to finally come back into Paris and defeat the communards. Now, that was easier said than done. It took a whole week. The communards had established barricades. They were quite well armed, and they retreated street by street, and not before burning a lot of the buildings as they went. You know, the atmosphere became incredibly toxic in the way perhaps that only civil wars can. Brothers were fighting brothers. There were summary executions by the government forces on a massive scale. People were not taken prisoner and given a trial. They were simply shot on sight. And the streets of Paris just ran red with blood. It's no exaggeration to say that. And so in reprisals, or, you know, to counter that, the communards murdered many people themselves. And as I say, they set fire to some of the most important buildings in central Paris, the Tuileries Palace, the Bourse, which is the stock exchange, the Hôtel de Ville, which is the town hall, even the Louvre came close to being burnt down. It only just escaped. I mean, imagine if that had burnt down. So many of them retreated further and further to the east, and there was a last stand of at the cemetery of Père Lachaise. Many people who have been to Paris may have visited there. The whole scene, the whole week was just shocking. It was atrocious to a degree that no one could quite comprehend. Manet had left Paris at the end of the siege, so he wasn't an immediate witness to all of this. Morisseau and her family as well had gone just to the outskirts of Paris, but they could see a lot of what was happening. Certainly the smoke coming from the buildings, burnt papers sort of arrived in their backyard, blown by the wind. So they were pretty immediate witnesses themselves. But they all came right back into the city as soon as it was over, and they couldn't believe the destruction they saw.
Edward Manet painted the open fire on civilians during Bloody Week. There are paintings. I mean, Sebastian could have made his whole book just paintings, so he didn't. He had to be very judicious what he included. I'd seen this drawing before by Manet, but I'd never connected it to these events. That's the French army opening fire on the Communards, very much conveying the same effect of the execution of the Emperor Maximilian, which was always in Edward Manet's mind. Was this a revolutionary picture for him to have done this? Was this a challenge to the regime, Thiers' regime, or was it seen as supportive?
It was very much a challenge, or if you like, an indictment. You know, he was appalled at the violence of Thiers, whom he loathed. I mean, as I say, he was a friend of the Morisseau family, Thiers, but Manet did not like him at all. He called him a horrible little toad and other things like that. And he was appalled, as so many were, by the extremity of the violence, these summary executions. And so, yes, that it's a lithograph that he made. It was designed to be an indictment of these government forces and their summary executions, which seemed to really go against just decency, really. But as I say, there were terrible things that were happening on both sides, and the whole situation just got horribly out of hand, as civil wars so often do.
We're going to stop the violence. We all know what violence is. People were executed without any hesitation, even though they were not connected to events. Women and children were shot down. People were executed after being arrested on both sides. But really, the violence was worse by the army because they meant to wipe out the resistance. And the resistance didn't have uniforms. It didn't have identity papers. It could be anybody you found in the street. So it was random. However, our heroes are reading about this or experiencing it. And so we go immediately to how they recovered. Now you begin to understand that exhibit that they made in 1874. But I want to follow Berthe, because she is a compelling figure who wrote beautiful letters, and Sebastian quotes many of them in his book to help you understand the sense of the despair that they experienced in Paris. The city was left smoking. I get the impression, Sebastian, it smoked for several years, that the ruins were not cleaned up right away, even though there was a government in place. Is that correct?
That's right, exactly, yeah.
And so you couldn't be in Paris or on the outskirts of Paris or travel to Paris without not seeing the violence and the remains of it. And people were missing relatives. Was there a class distinction made between who was executed and who was not worthy? Were the bourgeois also executed, or had they all fled the city?
Many of them had fled the city, but yeah, basically there was no distinction made. If anyone showed any suggestion of having been involved with the commune, they were mostly executed. Many were also taken prisoner, those that weren't executed, and then they were sent off to New Caledonia. So the reprisals were pretty brutal. And yeah, Berthe Morisot witnessed all this. If you remember her situation as it stood before these terrible events. Victor Hugo called this year the terrible year, of course. She was an unmarried 29, 30-year-old who'd had some success as a painter, but, you know, was probably in love with Manet, and certainly as a painter, under his influence. You know, she hadn't succeeded to the extent that he had, and many people probably assumed that she would eventually get married and give up painting. Well, the effect these events had on her is really interesting, because instead of just shutting her up or discouraging her, they had the effect of making her resolve to become a painter, and not just to keep on painting, but to carve out a career as a professional painter, to make money from her art. And for a woman of her background in the 19th century, this was a really radical thing to decide. And what's really interesting over the next few years, as they're both sort of coping in the sort of stunned, shocked aftermath of this terrible year, she starts coming out from under his shadow. She's definitely influenced by him, but she starts becoming more and more radical and innovative in her own way of painting and in the subject she chose to paint. And you can see Manet looking at her and her work and being influenced by her. It becomes a kind of mutual influence. And as I say, she ends up being pretty much the most innovative and important you know, female painter of the 19th century. And I think her effect on not only Manet, but the other Impressionists has been underestimated. But you have to wonder whether she would have resolved so strongly to paint as she did and in the ways she did had she not gone through this traumatic experience.
Paris is reorganizing itself as quickly as it can after the crisis of 71. Thiers leads a government, and the government is going to turn into a republic pretty quickly, although there's some debate about whether they need a monarchy or not. And there's a lot of politics that don't really touch us again. The politics are going to stay out of what is developing, which Sebastian identifies as how the Impressionists, who haven't been called Impressionists yet, paint, how different it is, and how the critics are reluctant but eventually come along with language that describes what Bert does, what Manet does, what Monet does, what Renoir does. When we come back, what is plein air? What is that referring to? Plein air painting. I'm John Bash.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.